Well, always a treat when Phil Moss, our soccer expert, drops in, particularly on the back of a 3-0 win of the Socceroos that was yesterday morning. But I see on social media, it's not unusual on social media, they come in for some criticism, but they were pretty good, weren't they, the Socceroos? Good morning, Mossy.
Morning, TK. Morning, Jimmy. Good to be here.
Some people thought it should have been more, but the fair point was foreign country, foreign conditions, 48 degrees or something, 3-0.
Yeah.
Let's get the win and get out.
It's unrealistic. And in a lot of ways, and I've said it many times, we're a victim of our own success. We're bidding for our fifth straight World Cup appearance after not making them for 32 years.
Yeah.
And we've got to be realistic about where
they did change our path, by the way.
Yes, of course.
Right. So
in some ways... Let's say...
Without that, we might have been still talking about not making it.
Of course. But it's a fairer path, but in a lot of ways, it's not an easier path going through Asia. And those away games, I'm telling you, I know it all came down to a one-off against
not as easy as playing the fourth best South American team.
Fifth best. And didn't they qualified through South America first time and second time or just the first time?
No, first time.
Just the first time.
Yeah, under Gus Hiddink.
Yeah, the golden generation.
Yeah, that's right. So,
geez.
No, I'm just stating the facts, mate.
It's all right. We have this running battle.
No worries. I'm cheering for them.
It's every morning. But
it's an easy qualification route.
It's not, mate. Get on the plane with them, TK, and travel with them. Through Asia and the conditions, mate. I'm telling you, people think
what was the South American nation that missed out this year? Like, who was the fifth best South American nation?
Oh,
well, we've got to travel there. We don't telesport them there. We've got to get there. We've still got to fly to South America.
Okay, so to your point, I think it was Chile.
Yeah.
Right? But I understand what you're saying. When it all comes down to a two-legged grand final, it's very, very tough. But there are a whole heap of other tough logistics.
Now, you'd rather go back to the old system.
No, I wouldn't. No, because I think this is fairer.
Case.
It's not all down to one day. But I'm not. I'm just saying it's not easy.
I didn't say it was easy.
Yeah. But it's...
It's not as hard.
Righto, let's move on.
Let's go to the EPL.
Let me just say, the criticism that the Socceroos copped after yesterday, back to your original point, is completely unwarranted. It was a fantastic opening night in tough conditions. We scored three, we didn't concede one, we didn't give them any real chances. And I think there's some players that really stood up. Which augurs well. Have we got the world-class players when it comes to playing against the best teams? No, we haven't, because if you think about it, the player who's been playing at the top level for the longest is Matt Leckie in the Bundesliga.
Yeah.
You've got Aaron Moy and Matty Ryan who are playing at one of the bottom, with all due respect, one of the bottom EPL clubs. So, we haven't got those game changers at the top level, but we've definitely got, by the looks of it, enough depth and quality to get through our qualifiers and into the latter stages.
All right, EPL preview. After they've had their week off, and straight away you've launched into Ole Gunnar Solskjaer having a go at Man United's start to the season.
Jimmy, I promise you...
Not deliberate?
You were not on my mind when I wrote this headline.
They're $1.85 against Leicester at Old Trafford.
We're only 4 weeks in, aren't we?
You know what I want to talk about? I want to talk about the succession planning, right? Because it's their worst start in 27 years. Mm. What I want to talk about is, for a club that was under the reign of Sir Alex Ferguson for what was it, 24 27, years? 27 years.
Yeah.
Surely you know that at the pointy end of that, when it's winding down, because he nearly left, I think it was 4 or 5 seasons before he actually did leave.
Right.
You would think that there would have been some succession plan. Now, you can't tell me David Moyes, Louis van Gaal, Mourinho, who was on the slide a little bit at Chelsea when he moved, you can't tell me that they were names on their succession planning. David Moyes was a Sir Alex Ferguson appointment.
Yeah, he's a big fan of his, wasn't he?
Louis van Gaal was never going to be the right fit. Mourinho was a big name, but maybe on the slide. I find it hard to believe that there wasn't a succession plan in place and they couldn't go out and get, and maybe it was in the Pep Guardiola, maybe it was in the Mourinho appointment, they thought they were going to get a Pep or a Jurgen Klopp. But it's been an unmitigating disaster since Fergie walked out the door.
So is that Fergie's fault? Should he have groomed somebody? Right. or is that the club? I mean, it's everyone's fault, really.
Yeah, look, it's not the outgoing manager's job, although he's now heavily involved, but it's not his job to replace himself.
He was Man U, wasn't he?
Of course. And that's so, and there in itself lies a problem.
Mean? Yeah, right. Because he was too big.
He controlled everything, and he was famous for not allowing one single player to earn more a pound more than he earned. So he was always at the top of the tree.
Jack that. Gibson theory.
Yeah. Good theory, though. Yeah.
Well, it's a great theory. You can afford to buy more homes. But yeah, I just think the whole thing was... And we talk about a club-centred model and a coach-centred model. I'm not sure the club-centred model was ticking away the way it should be for a massive club like Manchester United.
Yeah, good point. Mm. Fair point.
Liverpool's at home to Newcastle. Brighton and Hove. Yeah, right. $1.14. Brighton and Hove Albion. Matty Ryan. We would presume he'd be in action again there. Will Aaron Moy get some game time?
Well, let's hope so because he was outstanding for the Socceroos. Given he had very little game time, I think he played in a cup game for Brighton, but. Hasn't got more than about 5 or 6 minutes, I think, in the Premier League. His goal was world class. We spoke about that yesterday morning. But we need him to start playing. And I think Brighton could do with him as well, to be brutally honest. The way he plays the game and his range of passing, his execution, his vision is outstanding. And I think he'd be a great addition to their team.
Mm. You'd come back from that. I mean, he'd be tired after playing in that sort of heat and all that sort of Moy, but you wouldn't want to walk back in and go, oh, coach, I'm a bit tired, would you?
I think you'd be buzzing.
You'd bounce back in and go, oh, mate, I'm right. I'm ready to play.
And they fly first class, so he'll be he'll be fine. Mm. Plenty of fluids. Do you want my multi?
Yes.
You got it now? Multi? Okay.
Okay, I'll give you my multi for the weekend. Here's one for you. This will get the tongues wagging. Wolves to beat Chelsea. Chelsea have not convinced me. They under Frank Lampard. Wolves are good at home. You remember Manchester United against Jimmy? Couldn't buy a point at Molineux last season, and they drew with them earlier this season, a couple of weeks ago. So I think Wolves to beat Chelsea, Tottenham to beat Crystal Palace, and Arsenal to beat Watford under new manager. Kikai Sanchez Flores came in 30 minutes after the old manager departed the scene. So, which is another talking point. We won't get into that this morning. We covered that earlier in the week. But, so Wolves, Tottenham, Arsenal.
All right. We'll put them out on social media as well. All up, $7.63. What's Lionel Messi doing with David Beckham?
There's talk, strong talk. So Beckham's new club into Miami enters the MLS in 2020.
Right.
There's big talk that Bex has made a serious approach to Messi, who's 32 now, and been told by Barca he can leave at the end of any season that he chooses. So he's earned that right.
Right.
At the end of any season. So there's big talk that Bex has made a serious approach to Messi and Zidane to make a big splash when they enter the MLS in 2020. Has Europe and Messi, are they ready to part ways?
2020.
At 32.
Oh.
Is it too early, 32?
He's got no signs of going backwards, has he, at 32? No.
Well, the only rider to that is he's been out with a calf injury the last few weeks.
Oh, old man calf.
Old man's calf. But 32, I'm not ready to sign his death knell yet.
Who do you reckon sold, just on that, who do you? Because everywhere you go, you see kids with Messi on the back of their...
Yeah.
Every kid I know is Messi
right?
as well.
Okay, right. Who do you reckon sold the most jerseys in the history
Here
of football?
Here we go. The old Messi Pele? And Ronaldo.
Well,
Beckham.
I don't know whether everyone bought a jersey back then. You had it for your life, didn't you? You had one.
I reckon it'd be between Beckham and Ronaldo.
Beckham and Ronaldo, because they're the glamour players, aren't they?
Have you got an answer, or is that
no,
just a rhetorical
question? No, I'd be interested.
Yeah.
Okay.
Interested. Both have got very good hair.